When I mentioned again and again, I said that it is for important things rather this istikhara, and for things or for times like Brother Anwar is asking, when even some things might be very important, but we don't have time to do istikhara. And for that, there is another dua in hadith. For example, you face a situation. If it's not important, you can still do it. But you face a situation where you have to make a decision there and then. But obviously you can't do istikhara because you are outside somewhere or you don't have wuzu. Then there is another very short dua of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allahumma khirli wa akhtarli. Oh Allah, you select for me. And that is the summary of its meaning. Oh Allah, you select for me and you select good for me. So this is a short dua. Allahumma khirli wa akhtarli. So this is whenever you have to make a decision on the spot. So this is the hadith Sharif ki hi dua. It is also in different ahadith. Similarly, the normal dua of istikhara, which I have just explained to you, it applies to other things, general. But for marriage specifically, because marriage is the most important thing a person actually does socially in his life, there is a special dua for istikhara. The wordings are about the same. It is related in Muslim, in Tirmidhi, but there's a little bit of alteration with their wording. So it is, Allahumma innaka taqdiru wa la aqdiru wa ta'lam wa la a'lam. This is a person who wants to marry. So it goes to him, Oh Allah, you have the power and I have none, you know and I do not know, you are the knower of all hiddens. If you know, فَإِنْ رَأَيْتَ أَنَّ فِي فُلَانَةٍ خَيْرٍ, that, O Allah, if you see that name of a girl or woman, or if it is a girl or woman, she will name that person, a man, will be good for me in religion and worldly matters, فِي دِينِي وَدُنْيَاهِ وَآخِرَةِ, and in the hereafter, then give me power over this affair, this proposal which I am doing. But if you know any other woman, وَإِنْ كَانَ غَيْرُهَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا, if there is any other woman who is better than her, then destine that woman for me. فَقْدِرْ حَالِي. So this is a short compared to that istikhara, little bit of changing of words, but main meaning is same. So this is meant that one hadith Prophet Sallallahu mentioned that dua can change destiny. Dua se taqdeer bhi badal jati hai. You are saying for Allah Ta'ala, destine it for me. This means that the prayer have this power. If it was not destined, Allah Ta'ala can do. Allah Ta'ala overruled everything. So yeh hogi nikah ke liye, or if someone, other one is general. So everyone else has understood what I have said about istikhara, how to make use of it in your practical life. Very simple. Just read the translation of the dua. Either the thing will become difficult for you, then you will get all the means and everything from your point of view will be okay, and you will get together, but still matters are not working. Matters are not going forward. You fall again and again and again. But if it is normal obstacles, which are natural and normal, small obstacles, and you are going forward, that is a sign. Go forward. So, that is in the translation. Now, the important part of it, because every sunnat has immense spiritual benefit in it, which we cannot comprehend. There are hundreds of benefit in one sunnah, but we only know few. But if we practice it, inshallah, we will benefit from it, knowingly or unknowingly. So now, the spiritual benefit of istikhara. This was the one of the worldly benefit, or that thing, for example, you are doing it relating to a particular journey or a particular career, particular man or woman, or it can be anything. But now the spiritual dimension of what a person will achieve spiritually by istikhara. There is such benefit in there that it can be the greatest thing which you can achieve spiritually in this life, in this istikhara. If person does understand and he does istikhara, which like I have mentioned, so inshallah he will see that benefit. What is that benefit? There are many spiritual benefits. As you know, when a person has proposed or intends to do something, let's say buy something, either he will get that thing, he will achieve his goal of obtaining that particular thing, or he will not. Let's say you intend to buy a shop or anything. Now there are two possibilities only. Either you will be successful in your bid, etc., or you will be unsuccessful, you won't get it. You apply for a job, either you will get that job or you won't get that job. Hey, you propose for marriage, someone will accept your proposal or someone will reject it. Yehi possibilities mainly. Now most people who do not take benefit of this istikhara, they do not only barely lose, but they spiritually lose as well. Sunnah has not only benefit, worldly benefit in it. It has spiritual benefit as well, both of them. How? When people do not obtain or they are not able to achieve what they want, or buy what they want, or get married to someone who they want, they become very upset. Prashan ho jata na insaan. Kamyab nahi hua, job nahi mili, I have been rejected, business nahi mila, business has been failed, or any other thing, course mein admission nahi mila. So there are always two things happening. Either you are getting something which you want, or you lose something, or you rejected for something. So agar mil jaye, a person gets, he becomes very happy. So bada khush ho jata hai. Lekin agar na mile, if he doesn't, to bahut pareshan, disheartened, excessively grieved ho jata hai. Maine itni koshish ki, I have done so much effort, and I like it so much, this career path, this job, this particular person for marriage purpose, or any other thing. I wanted to go somewhere, now I can't. There are countless possibilities which a person can face. So when he could not be successful, and he cannot be successful, he becomes upset. Upset ho jata hai. Both sides are pareshan ho jata. Some people even actually are so that they become fed up of their life and they say there's no use living now. And some are gradually, comparatively, on the lesser level, they lose interest in life and say, no, it's not worth living, etc. They lose something. A person who does istikhara, it is such an act of excellence, spiritual excellence, that if he achieves that thing, let's say a marriage, let's say he likes to marry someone, but he has tried and been unsuccessful, so now he will become very upset. Normal person, jisne istikhara nahi kiya, jisne istikhara kiya hai, whoever has done istikhara, firstly, he will, when after doing istikhara, he stands back for himself. Wo stand back kar jata hai. And he gives the choice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make for him. Wo apna haath piche kar leta hai. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't know. That's what he has said in the dua. I am not able, I have no kudra, I have no ilm. I hold my everything back, my intention, my mind, my intellect, my wisdom is a failure. It's limited. You select, make the selection for me. Now you like one person, for example. If you become successful, and you get that, the person, you get married to that person, you will become pleased, and you will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ki shukr aap karenge, ki that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made successful, and He has made a good choice for you as well. You are standing back. Secondly, the other possibility, if you do not become successful, reject, or you are rejected, phir bhi aap, then even you will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aur aap khush honge ki I have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved you from disaster. Ke dil mein. Just imagine this is a glass of water or juice lying in front of you, and you are very thirsty. If you drink that water, and it quenches your thirst, you will be pleased. But if the water is there, you like to drink it, it's cold, it's delicious. Someone tells you that it's poisonous. Someone has distilled poison in it, put poison in it. You cannot drink water now. You will not drink it. You will be deprived from that water. But at the same time, you will be thankful to that person as well. You won't say, I'm very angry, I was going to drink, and you have just interfered without my permission. And now I am upset because my thirst has not quenched. No. Because the benefit that person has brought forward for you is that you would have got a very temporal benefit of quenching your thirst, but your life he has saved. On the other hand. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with this amal of istikhara, you achieve one thing, that person is not a very upset person. He is not the sad person on the earth. He does not become the sad one. He is also affected, obviously he is a human being, but the grief and the sorrow does not deepen and infiltrate into his heart. And is not fact. But on the other hand, it develops a sense of gratitude and thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has been used, yes, you are successful, and he become very happy. And on the other hand, second, you are unsuccessful. He's still happy. I've saved from poison. Shukar. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have done this for me after 1 or 2 years, maybe what that person has done for us. Example from the Quran. In the story of Hazrat Khidr and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, both pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that story, if anyone knows that story, most of you will be knowing that story. And in that story, Hazrat Khidr killed a young boy. You remember, if you remember the story in the Quran, 15th para. He killed a young boy of parents. And obviously, Musa alayhi salam also objected, why you have killed him. But they were also upset. We do not know about them, how they actually took this. But Musa alayhi salam then asked Khidr alayhi salam at the end, said, but if this boy would have lived with them and he reached the youth age, his parents, both of them were pious people, believers and pious people. He would have led them astray and away from God. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefited them. But if we were in their place, we would have been very sad. Our child mar gaya hai. But we do not know that how precious, most precious thing, the iman has been saved. Rather than a son. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in return, gave them another son who was very pious as well.
Because they were pious people, they did not say, oh, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done this for us. They did not know what Hazrat Khizr was doing. It was a calamity for them, normal, but they were patient, and they said, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, or whatever they said, with patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed another one. So you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is benefiting, and when they came to come to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved them so much, then how thankful they would have been to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although, apparently their son is being killed. So who is that story for? Is that story for Musa alayhi salam or the Khizr in the Quran? Or is it for me and you? They have passed before the revelation of Quran. The story is not for Hazrat Khizr and neither for Hazrat Musa. It is for me and you. So aapne dekh liya ke how happy that person is compared to the other person who have not done istikhara and he is grieving and upset with his parents and wife, and he comes home, oh, I've been unsuccessful today, the other person won, the other person was successful, I am in bad mood, etc. Well, this does not happen to the other person. He is very thankful again. So one is, the quality is of sabr is cultivated in that person, and thankfulness, shukr, which is a very great quality of which one can actually achieve. Shukr, spiritual, moral excellence. Secondly, that person, one quality is called raza bil qada, that to be happy, pleased in the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is such a high status this, that Al Prophet prayed in his prayer, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make me pleased with what you decide. The Prophet is praying for them. So this person also gets that portion of that spiritual benefit from that quality as well, because he becomes pleased with the decision what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes for him. While other person might be upset, I want to do this and this has happened and that has happened. So this is the second quality, raza bil qaza, satisfied with the destiny of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is actually the essence of Islam, submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is Islam? So he gets a portion of the very essence and the reality of Islam, and he can feel that now that he submits to the will of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed so, I am happy. He is patient as well as he is sabr bhi karta hai, and he becomes radana. Another quality which he attains, spiritual quality, if he practices istikhara, is that if a person says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make that decision for me, you do it for me. This, in other words, is called tawakkul, reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again said in the Quran, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ, Allah loves the people who rely on Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says again and again that this is a very high quality, to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to become a mutawakkil, tawakkul, Allah pa barosa karna. Wakil, like solicitor, like a person, wakil, solicitor hote hain. People rely on them. Who case apna de dete hain, that you go and they rely on them. Uska wakil Allah. His wakil is Allah, and he relies on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his decision. So usko tawakkal bhi hasil hota hai, gradually, when he does to istikhara again and again. Shukr bhi hasil hota hai, rada bil qaza, the being pleased and submitting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever decision is. Ye bhi, or sabr and patience. And many others, if I carry on telling you the benefits of this istikhara, the spiritual benefit, many other benefits as well come. But me and you are not aware of it, then. We think istikhara hai, seeking guidance. Even that we don't know how to correctly seek guidance, let aside the spiritual dimension of it. And spiritually benefit. Why do people become depressed? Depressed ho jate hai bande. They become depressed.
and they lose interest in the world. Always two things happen. Either person is losing or gaining. When people gain, they become happy. When people lose, they become unhappy. But this person, even in state of losing, he does not become so unhappy. Hota hai usko bhi dukh. He is also affected by it, but not. Now you will understand what Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, the great Sufi of his time, Rahimahullah, said. When one person went to visit him, and he heard that Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani is very highly, you can say, saint, the status he holds, and the spiritual excellence he possesses is of a very highest stage. So he went to visit Baghdad. So when he went, he saw, first what he saw was a palace. He was living in a palace. So first he became double-minded. I thought he was living in a hut somewhere. He said, a palace. And I heard this is a great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, let's go inside and see. Under the dekha curtain, nokar, chakar, the servants and everything coming, going and here. And the sheikh is sitting there. He said, I can't believe my eyes what they are seeing. I have come here now from far left. I will stay. So he stayed for 1 or 2 days and then he was disheartened and he said, he intended to go back. As he was intending to go back, postman came. Very famous incident, but it is useless, that incident, for us if we do not take benefit from it. You see, if I tell you a good thing and you still have to throw it away, if I tell you a bad thing, you still throw it away. For you it is the same. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, فَرْمَيْنَا وَسَّوَاءُنَ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنْذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْلَمْ. There are some people, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you warn them or do not warn them, it is same for them. La yu'minun, they will not believe. They have decided not to believe. When a person has decided not to do something, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not force him. Neither Prophet or neither any saint. So this person, sitting there, postman comes, just in normal, like I am sitting here, postman. He said, Shaykh Abdul Qadir is a message for you. The message is that the business, the ship, commercial ship, actually, and your things and of trade and business and commerce were coming in that such and such sea, and due to the storm or anything else, they have drowned. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani closed his eyes for a while and then said, Alhamdulillah. Then after a while, another person came, the same person rather, or a postman. He said, no, that was untrue. It was someone else's ship which drowned. Your ship and your old products are safe. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani again closed his eyes for a while and said, Alhamdulillah. Now that person saw that strange thing which he could not understand. Like he could not understand the apparent luxurious life. Now he could not understand what the Shaykh was saying. Because the walayat or the wali, the walayat, the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the wali is inside, which outside, he will not have horns like an ox, as that people will see him, but rather more, he will not look than any unique, there will be no uniqueness in him in such an affair regarding the physical outlook. Except he will be following the very apparent sunnah, which obviously other Muslims follow as well. So, he has a dari rakhli hai, ya kapde pehne hai, other Muslims do that. So he now saw that there is something wrong in his mind, and he saw there is something hidden in his inner self. So he said, he couldn't wait now. He said, Ya Shaykh, I want to ask, but why have you said Alhamdulillah both times? When it is Sunnah of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, when you have suffered a loss. To my mind, you are following against the Sunnah. Ye toh aapne baat ki hai, Alhamdulillah on both.
suffering a loss, then you say Alhamdulillah, and obtaining a profit, then you say Alhamdulillah. Well, the Sunnah of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is to say, suffer, you suffer a loss. The Quran says, Allah jinnah ila sahabatum masiba, qalu inna lillahi wa inna lillahi raji'un. As the Shaykh said, that when I, neither I said Alhamdulillah on obtaining the profit, nor I said Alhamdulillah on the loss, suffering a loss. That Sunnah is correct. One should say Inna Lillah, whoever suffers a loss. But what I did was, that when the news, bad news came, I introspected my heart, that it was in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before. Is it now still in the zikr of Allah, or is it very much affected by and grieved by the bad news of loss, and it's completely constricted? I saw it, and I felt that its state has not changed very much. It's still in the same state of remembrance and in the pleasure and submitting it to the will, submitting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be pleasing in His whatever is coming in the destiny. So I said Alhamdulillah on that act, that state of my heart, not on the loss. But now when the news of the Prophet came, still I contemplated and saw the state of my heart, that maybe with the news of the pleasure and the pleasure, the heart will be finding much pleasure in a lot of materialistic goods and wealth. Still my heart was in the same state almost. And I thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that state. So this is the barakat of istikhara. If you, whichever situation you face, you don't become overwhelmed by grief, neither you become so overwhelmed by happiness as well, that you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many other benefits, but inshallah, I think this is sufficient for you, just to appreciate the worldly and materialistic benefit of the istikhara, as well as the spiritual benefit of the istikhara as well, if one wants to attain them. So now, do you have any question regarding this first, and if not, then any other comment or anything I have missed, maybe you can always add and contribute. Or you have not understood a part, because this is something to do. It will go tomorrow, and whenever next you have a mission or anything, do it, and you will do mistake few times. You will do mistake. You will do it, and you will do something wrong spiritually. You will think something. You can always come back and say, to me and say that we've done this and this happened, or this happened, inshallah. So few times you will do it, and then inshallah, it will become a habit, and it will begin to cultivate the spiritual morals in you as well, positive traits like tawakkal, shukr, sabr, raza bil qaza. Yeh bhi ho jayega. Yunu banda karta jayega. It was the way of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmahullah. He was such a high status saint, but in his book he has written that he does istikhara every day in the morning for all his affairs for the evening. His book says in English, Secret of Secrets. Ye padhi hui hai. Just pass me. This book, which he also wrote for the guiding of for the people of his time and also coming after. In this book he written that two rakat namaz istikhara. He recommended it for the mureedin at his time. And it's a good book as well, if someone wants to understand. Because this, he said, he wrote this for, because he said that some of my disciples, they requested as a Shaykh that to write something for the disciple, so that we can benefit. He said, some of our students and disciples asked us to prepare a book which would be sufficient for them in compliance with their wish and their need. We have prepared this short book. May it heal and satisfy them and others. We named this book. The name of this book was really named Sirrul Asrar Fi Ma Yahtaju Ilayhi Ibrar,
the secret of secrets which the righteous are in need. In this work, the realities within our faith and our path are divulged. Everyone is in need of them. So he's written on the request of his disciple. So one of his good books, very good books. So he has also mentioned this Tahara to do everything. But we have not reached that stage up to now. So we will only begin it with worldly affairs and then also try to attain the spiritual benefit gradually. And inshallah, as time passes, you will feel the benefit of it. You will be a very happy person compared to before. General question, if not, if individually you want to ask, then you are also welcome.